Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 a.m. WUFC Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. You can also tune into our show in our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. Friends, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know there are going to be challenges, but we expect to win. Then we're born, it's harder than we thought it would be, and we start to play small in the game of life. Our lives get off track. The Lightworkers Healing Method is a way to get back on track with your soul plan, creating a life of joy in a world that works. Every month we talk about how to get unstuck, move forward in life, and find joy. Over the last month, we've become aware of some big changes coming up here on the world stage. A lot of big shifts about to happen, and nobody wants to talk about them because nobody wants to hear them. But there are things that have to be said, and we're here to say them. So today, Lynn will channel higher dimension beings who will give some insight into the changes our world is facing. We're currently on location in Washington, D.C. We don't have our usual setup, so we're coming in from the field. Friends, this is Lynn. This is Lynn. There comes a time in each of our lives when, in all integrity, we just can't keep going on the way we had been living. And we have reached that point here. The angels have been speaking to us in progressively louder voices for the past 2 years. Then for the past 6 months, things got more intense. And for the past 3 months, things have gotten very intense, to the point that at the end of May, Jamie and I left our respective homes in New York City and Sarasota, Florida, and came to be stationed in the Washington, D.C. area. This is where the angels have called us to, because there are things getting ready to happen, and someone needs to be here to hold space for peaceful response and to hold space for awakening. So, friends, we'll start this difficult conversation as we start all of our gatherings in the Lightworkers Healing Method by creating sacred space for ourselves and for our lives. So we invite you to close your eyes, because that helps us let go of the focus on the world around us and draw our focus to things that matter more, like our connections with our soul and our connections with our guides, our angels. I watch what other people call guides, and they're always talking about astral beings, astral fakers, actually, and ignoring their real guides, who are angelic presences. So right now we invite you to draw your focus into your heart chakra, not that tiny little depiction that is usually shown when people are talking about heart chakras, but the fullness of the heart chakra, opening the heart chakra wider, 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 expanding it out more and more and more, widening it until it's as big as the room that you're in, and open up to universal presence. Begin to draw in light and love from source presence. Coughing is a really common physical body reaction to an energy shift. So is yawning, sneezing, burping. So if any of those things happen in your body, just let the body do what it needs to do to process the energy shift as we open our heart chakras wider, wider to universal presence, drawing light and love through us and around us from front to back, letting the river flow front to back, front to back, front to back, gradually moving our focus out the back of the heart chakra with purpose, with intention, flinging open the back doors of the heart like throwing open French doors into a beautiful alpine valley, and we begin to invite in that element of divine presence we're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness, Buddha nature, divine mother, the divine plan itself, or something else. We don't even need to know what it is. We can invite it in by intention, by feel, by vibration, until once again the chakra bulges, expands with love, and then exhales out the front. And now a river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us, around us, through us, and through our lives, swishing these rivers of love and light back to front and front to back through the heart, creating turbulence, cleansing, clearing, drawing the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, and dropping down to the feet, and through the feet, continuing on to the very center of the planet, we begin to draw up divine planetary energy, Father Earth and Mother Earth, drawing them up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love, letting the river of love flow up, 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 through us, around us, through us, and through our lives, gradually drawing the focus through the body, up, 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 to the crown and through the crown, way farther. Everybody seems to think that source is right above their heads, and that is an untruth. That is an untruth. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Reaching higher through the mental body, through the astral planes, all the way through all the clouds that are between us and the higher dimensions until, whew, we start to be able to reach through grace that pool of healing frequencies from the higher dimensions, and we begin to draw in through grace all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to in any lifetime, will ever have access to in any life, this one or the ones still to come, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow of love, swishing these rivers of healing, light, and love, top to bottom and bottom to top, creating a turbulence, cleansing, clearing, drawing the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build, build a critical mass of love, and instantly it expands into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing, learning space for us to hold our gathering in today. We're inviting in the guides, the true guides, not the astral fakers, the true guides from the higher dimensions, the angels, all the higher dimension beings who are willing to be with us right now. We're grateful, grateful, grateful for your presence. So friends, the guides are here right in front of us, and they want us to emphasize the confusion that exists about out-of-body beings. So many people come through our classes, hundreds of people in all the years we've been teaching this healing art come through our classes, and they say they're in connection with their spirit guides. And when we can see energy, friends, we can, it's a teachable, learnable skill. We can teach you how to do it too. And when we look at the energy of, when we ask our guides, ask the guides, their guides, to show us the energy of who those people are connecting to, those people are never talking to their true guides. They're talking to astral fakers. They're talking to helpful dead people. And the reason is this. Our biosphere is in serious trouble, friends, serious trouble. And everyone is being called to step up, and make a difference in the world. You were born to make a difference in the world. Now step up and do it. Now is the time. How much time do you think you have? This is what our real guides are saying to us, friends. This is what our real guides are saying. And so very few people actually want to hear that scary message, and so they hang up the telephone on their guides, and they start listening to the astral fakers who are telling them anything they want to hear. Oh, have some goji berries covered in dark chocolate. Have a latte. You're pushing yourself too far. You know what? That's not what the real guides are saying. So friends, there comes a time when, after listening to the real guides for so many years, for 24 years now, we cannot in all integrity pretend that normal life is going on anymore. Because what the real guides are saying and what they're showing us to many, many of our students as well, is that our way of life is coming to an end. The way of life where everything comes so easily to us is coming to an end, and here's why. Over the millennia, our same guides have been associated with us. They love us so much. They're forever calling us from wherever we are to joy in the shortest possible route. They're simply trying to get us to live our soul plans. That plan is the plan that takes us most directly from where we are to joy. And over the millennia, we, as incarnating beings, have said, life is too hard. I have to spend so much time just scraping to get by that I don't have any time for spiritual growth. I need life to be easier. And then, when life is easier, then I'll have time for spiritual growth. And the guides, while they didn't think that that was really the truth, were open to it. And they said, all right, it could be. I don't think so. I could be wrong. It could be. Let's try it. Let's do an experiment in making life easier. Boom, 250 years ago, the Industrial Revolution occurred. Boom, life starts getting easier. Boom, 100 years ago, give or take, electricity starts becoming commonplace in our homes. Boom, life gets a whole lot easier. All of a sudden, we have things like indoor plumbing, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, vacuums, all these things that make life easier. Now, we've had 100 years of this experimentation with making life easier and easier and easier. We stand back and we look at our spiritual progress. Have things, in fact, gotten better, or have they gotten worse? No one is listening to their guides. That hasn't changed at all. As a matter of fact, people are listening to their guides less, not more, because they feel comfortable. They don't feel happy. Happy and comfort are two different things, two different goals. People are aiming for comfort, and so they're getting comfort. They're not getting joy, and they're not listening to their guides at all. Their guides are saying, step it up. You came here to make a difference in the world. You can do it. Step it up now. Live your soul plan. Live bigger, not smaller. Step over your fear. Take action. Get into action. Help a stranger. Take courageous, selfless action on behalf of the greater good. That's what our guides are saying. Friends, this experiment in easy living hasn't worked, and therefore there has been a decision upstairs that something has to be done, and it has to be done now because we're destroying our beautiful planet. Carbon emissions are going up. They're still going up year after year after year. We haven't even started to turn around. We're headed hard in the wrong direction. What's more, there's an epidemic of toxicity on our planet. Every lake, river, and stream on the planet is polluted. Scientists have proven it. There's an epidemic of cancer as a result. Everybody's talking about curing cancer. Nobody's talking about resolving the epidemic of toxicity that's driving that. In addition, we have over 17,000 nuclear warheads on the planet. We have crazy weapons in the hands of crazy people. And that looks like that's the direction in which we as a biosphere have chosen to head. We continue to choose paths of warfare. The United States, as of the time of this recording, is once again talking about bombing Iraq again. Again, again, we have acted as a bully all over the world, as if there's no consequence to waging war on other countries. We call it other things. We don't call it waging war. But friends, what would you call it if someone dropped a bomb on you? We believe, we are speaking as the guides. This is the guides. We're using the mouthpiece of Lynn McGonigal because she's a willing vessel. This is a channeled message coming to you courtesy of the higher dimensions. Through the mouthpiece of Lynn McGonigal. These are not her words. So, friends, if someone was dropping a bomb on you, you would call it a war. So the United States has been waging war on the rest of the world for a long time. And, friends, You don't have to be an in-depth student of history to know that this is not sustainable. This is not sustainable. In addition, tribal conflicts still burn in the hearts of people, whether they live in Northern Ireland, whether they live in Africa, whether they live in South America or Central America, where murderous activities occur in countries being ripped apart by war, or any other place around the world. There are many, many places right now where incredibly painful conflict is occurring right now. And there is potential for devastating escalation. And over the past 5 months, from February on, the messages, the visual, the plan has shifted more and more towards a more and more intense conflict. The original conflict scenario was much less compelling than the conflict scenario with which we currently find ourselves faced. Right now, it looks as though the only way out of this problem is through fundamentally nuclear war on our planet. This is a message that no one wants to hear because everybody wants to roll over and go back to sleep. Everybody wants to pretend that they can continue living their normal lives. And they wish to ignore the unpleasant reality that the angels are saying to everybody. Energy-sensitive people all over the planet are waking up with night terrors. They're having severe anxiety attacks. Some of them are awakening to the point that they're giving away their worldly possessions and planting fig trees in neighbors' yards at night and doing everything that they can to get people's attention, that this is no longer the normal, quote-unquote, way of life. Something has changed. Something has changed. Now, very few people are actually speaking these words this clearly. As best we can tell, almost no one is. We, the Lynn Body Mind, was given the assignment of contacting other spiritual leaders, quote-unquote spiritual leaders, and trying to get them to offering the opportunity of speaking the truth to their flock, quote-unquote. And no one has the courage to speak up. Everybody wants to wait for someone else to do it, wait for someone else to solve the problem. Well, friends, we can't all wait for someone else to solve this problem. Now is the time. Now is the time. Jamie, you're a member of our Search for Truth class, advanced trainings in evaluating statements for truth and seeing if you can find a way to say them more precisely. Have you been following this channeling from the angels?
Yes.
Can you find a way to improve upon the precision? Is there anything that could be made more clear?
No. Nothing yet.
Friends, no one wants to hear this. No one wants to hear this. We lived in Florida and New York City. We came to Washington, D.C. because the angels show us that Washington, D.C. is going to be at the epicenter of a new disaster. Now, we are not sitting directly on the bullseye of the target because our role is to stay alive and help people, help the suffering people in a nuclear disaster. So we are living on what the guides call the North Rim, as in the North Rim of the new Grand Canyon. Friends, think about this story that you've been told about the Grand Canyon, that a river made that. Look at pictures of the Grand Canyon, and then look at pictures of what rivers actually do. Rivers, when they're meandering, form oxbow lakes. You can Google oxbow lakes and look at that pattern. And then Google the Grand Canyon and look at what it looks like. Does it look like a river made that? Just that one river in just that one place? And then look at the river itself. Is it a raging, rushing torrent? No, it is not. It doesn't make any sense, friends. The Grand Canyon was not made by a river. The Grand Canyon is a site of a previous civilization's nuclear disaster. This has happened on our planet multiple times before. There have been multiple civilizations come and gone before, and their nuclear disaster sites are visible. They are visible. They are not hidden. They're right here in plain view, but nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to see it, and so we pretend that the Sahara Desert just happened, that the Gobi Desert just happened, that the Kalahari Desert just happened. A river flows into the Kalahari and disappears. Really? Really? A desert? What made that? The guides, the angels know. What made the Grand Canyon? The guides, the angels know, and they say this cycle is coming around again. No one wants to hear this. We don't want to have to say it. We wish someone else were saying it. Believe you me. But no one else is saying it, and someone has to do it. Friends, now is the time to wake up. Now is the time to wake up. Listen, this is not a message of doom, gloom, and nothing you can do about it. This is the message of saying, wake up right now. Put your channels up. We can teach you how to do it, although really that window of opportunity is kind of coming on. But it can be taught how to do, to get your channels up, to listen to your true guides, to get past the astral fakers who are telling you all the things that you want to hear. Get to your true guides who are telling you the truth so that you can be who your soul wants you to be. Live the life you've come here to live. Make the difference that you've come here to make. Friends, we can do this. We can do this. We can do this. And now is the time.
In just 1 minute, we're going to a break. You are listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. And if you're interested in tracking our progress here on location in Washington, D.C., check out our YouTube channel. It's the Angelic Peace Initiative, and we publish daily videos of our work here. You can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for The Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast. Here at 1510 AM, WUFC, Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about things that need to be said from the higher dimensions.
Friends, here's what our guides want for each of us. They want to call us into the lives of joy. No one is ever being sacrificed for the greater good. We have all come here to make a difference. Each and every one of us, as a soul, has come to the earth to make it better, not worse. However, most of us are going through life asking fundamentally, if we're on the spiritual path at all, quote-unquote, on the spiritual path, if we're on the spiritual path at all, we're basically, by and large, asking, what can Spirit do for me to make my life easier, better, more fulfilling, more pleasant? However, that isn't how the system works. We've come here to make a difference. The question to ask is, what can we do, what can each of us do to make a difference in the world? How can we serve the greater good? JFK back in the 60s said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what together we can do for the good of humanity. And friends, it's exactly what the guides are saying. Stop asking how Spirit can serve you. That's not what you came into a body to do. You came into a body to be a vessel for Spirit and make a difference in the world. You did. How much time do you think you have? Time is running out, friends. Time is running out. Now is the time. Now is the time for action. So, friends, start where we are, use what we have, do what we can. What is it that you want to do? How do you want to make a difference in the world? Volunteer somewhere. It doesn't matter where. Pick a cause that you believe in and volunteer for it. Do something to help a stranger on the street. Do something to help a stranger somewhere. Volunteer in hospice. Go to nursing homes and read books to people with Alzheimer's whose families haven't come to visit them for months and months and months. Work with children in poverty situations. Go to prisons and help. There's so much that needs to be done. Go pick up trash not only in your neighborhood but in the next neighborhood over and the three neighborhoods down. There's litter all over, and litter affects people. They start to feel like they're not taking pride. They don't take pride in their lives. Pick up trash. It's everywhere. Wear gloves if you have to, but pick up the cigarette butts as you walk by. Friends, there is something that each of us can do to make a difference right now, today. Tithe. Give 10% of your money to causes that you believe in. Reach out. Make an impact. Do something to help. Here's a magical thing that happens when we begin to take action. We discover that action actually cures fear. The more action we take on behalf of the greater good, the more hopeful we feel, the better we feel. We are contributing. We are making a difference, and we can feel that when we start to take action. So, friends, volunteer somewhere. Start today. People say, yes, I'll volunteer. I'll start in September. Friends, September is too late. September is too late. It's going to be a different world. By September, it's going to be a different world. This is not something that's going to happen down the road sometime. Now, plans do change, and so it's possible that it will shift, but it's not likely that it's going to shift a lot. Now is the time to start getting your own focus up off of what the guides call mini-me, mini-me, off of little me, me, just sounding like a mosquito, and onto our soul purpose. Now, friends, we can do it. Big, powerful souls are trying to get into bodies all over the planet. Souls who have come here to make a difference are trying to get into bodies, and the bodies are basically saying, no, go away. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to do it. I want to roll over and go back to sleep. I want to eat my goji berries covered in dark chocolate and drink my latte and pretend that what I'm doing is okay. Unfortunately, friends, as a biosphere, this is what's leading us into trouble. Jamie, can you find a way to improve upon the precision of the channeling so far?
No improvements so far.
Now, friends, the guides are showing us right now how when our souls come into our bodies, we actually are, I would call it almost protected. We are protected. Our souls keep us safe. When our souls are in our bodies, we are able to hear our own guides who love us eternally and are always trying to get us out of harm's way so that we can fulfill our destiny. Our guides don't give up on us. They don't. They never give up on anyone or anything. When we can hear them, we can hear them calling us to say, don't go down that street right now. Don't do this. Don't do that. Instead, do this. Do that. Consider, friends, now is a good time to start calling your soul into the body. So now remember, what do souls need, desire, crave of above all else? Jamie, do you know?
Truth.
Truth. They need truth. They need for us to tell the truth to each other, to ourselves. And when someone in our presence is speaking something that is untrue, we are required to call them out on it if we want our souls to stay anywhere near our bodies. When a lie is told in our presence and we don't call the person on it, our soul runs screaming from the room. We have a choice in that moment. We can leave with our soul, or we can stay in the room with the liar. Those are the two choices. Or we can stand up for our soul and say, wait a minute, what you said doesn't sound true to me. Let's back up. Let's examine this.
And allowing someone else's to lie injures their soul as well, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It injures their soul and they lose their soul. Their soul runs away from them.
Right.
When they're lying.
So it's a question of standing, whose side do we stand on? The side of the soul or the side of the crazy body mind who's lying?
Yes. And unfortunately in our society, the teaching is that it's okay to lie, and not only is it okay, it's polite to lie. If you don't want to go to a party or you don't want to do something, you're supposed to make up a story, right?
Right.
And if someone tells you a story and you know it's a story, are you supposed to call them on it?
No.
You're supposed to pretend that that lie didn't happen, right?
Right.
So our society as a whole is a society of of distancing from our souls.
A society of supporting each other and living inauthentically.
Yes, supporting each other and living inauthentically, but what that is doing, the result of that is our souls are running screaming from the room.
Right.
And therefore there are no souls in the bodies.
Right.
And after a while, after we start to be able to distinguish the difference in how eyes look very different with a soul in the body and out of the body. And there are a lot of soulless bodies running around, walking around. It's really quite disturbing to see how few people actually have soul energy present. But friends, now is the time you can call your soul into the body right now by first apologizing. A good apology goes a long way toward mending any damaged relationship, doesn't it?
Yes.
So we start out like this. We say, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I see it now. I understand now. Give me another chance. I can do better. I can do better. I can do better. And then have the intention to start telling the truth. And not only that, when someone says something that isn't true, that doesn't feel true to you, to say, well, hold on, let's explore that. That doesn't feel quite right to me. Can we back up and talk about that a little bit? And give them a chance to correct themselves. And don't let them skate on it. So now, friends, we're going to have to break. And normally, at this point in time, we direct you to our website because we have, for 7 years, taught angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose, known as the Lightworkers Healing Method. And we've taught this in regular classes month after month after month after month since 2009. But friends, this little, what the guides call apple cart O classes, this little apple cart O classes is coming to an end. So right now we simply say, look at the YouTube videos, the Angelic Peace Initiative. It's on our channel. Lynn McGonigal is the name of the channel on YouTube, and also the channel, the guides are making a joke, the name of the channel on YouTube and also from the higher dimensions. Watch this. Decide for yourself, what is integrity calling for you to do right now? What does your soul want you to do right now? How can you right now be who your soul wants you to be? How can you right now live the life you've come here to live? Live each day as if it were your last. Do something today. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. We're going on break. We'll be back for final thoughts in just a few minutes.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Visions 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host. Here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today on location in Washington, D.C., about things that need to be said from the higher dimensions.
Friends, one thing that can be helpful is to take action. Consider, if you're living in a major city, what you could do if war started to break out. The key is this. Get out of the major cities. Get out of the major cities. So plan a strategy. You see, what would you do? Do you have a car? If so, start to consider what would you put in it. If you don't have a car, consider how else could you get out of the major city. Do you have a friend with a car? If so, start talking to your friends. Start to consider what would you need to have with you. You would need some clothes and some food, some soaps. Those are the basic necessities. Find time in your schedule to formulate a plan and begin to take action. Think of where you could go. Now, unfortunately, most of the eastern seaboard of the United States of America is not going to be a safe place to be. The guides speak about the Appalachian Desert. The Appalachian Desert. Unfortunately, most of the major cities in the interior are also not safe places to be. Unfortunately, the damage is not limited to North America alone. Unfortunately, most of Europe, the major cities, are very unsafe places to be. Unfortunately, much of the Middle East. The major cities are very unsafe places to be. unfortunately, most places in the world, the major cities are very unsafe places to be. So friends, begin to form a plan. Your guides, if you're listening to this show, our theory is you are one of what the guides call one of the 1,000,000. In other words, one of the precisely 1,000,000 souls who have come onto the planet to make a difference, to trigger the awakening, right now before we crazy humans completely destroy our beautiful planet. So if you're one of the ones who has come here to trigger the awakening, start to act like it. Action cures fear. Not only begin to formulate plans to save yourself, but literally volunteer, help others, reach out. This is what calls your soul into the body. Having a soul in the body helps you hear your guides who love you and are trying to keep you safe. But if you're focused only on yourself, you are not going to be able to hear them. And unfortunately, when things are changing as rapidly as they're changing now, it's impossible to formulate a plan today that will be good even a week from now. We have to be able to hear the continual updates, hear the continual stream of divine help, healings, blessings, and guidance that's here for each of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if we but open up to it. So friends, this has been a load of heavy to drop on you. It has indeed. It has not been tons of fun, I have to say it. It's probably not been tons of fun to listen to it, but friends, this is the truth. It's the truth. Does ignoring reality ever work?
No.
When realities are unpleasant and inconvenient, does it make them any less true?
No.
They're still true, aren't they?
Yes.
Friends, unfortunately, we don't get to decide what's real and what isn't real. That's called fantasies, imagining that we can create a reality for ourselves is a fantasy. What's real is what's real. We only get to decide how effectively we wish to engage with reality. So the world around you, normal society, is telling you that tomorrow is going to be just like today, fundamentally, right?
Right.
That is not what the guides are saying. They're saying, wake up. It is jump time. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. To start to act like this is very helpful. Start to speak to the people around you. Say, we can't go on living like this. If you don't want to talk about nuclear war, that's okay. Focus on the epidemic of toxicity, the epidemic of cancer, and the toxicity that's driving it. Say, what kind of planet are we leaving our children? This is not okay that we're leaving them a garbage pile. It's not okay that we're blowing the tops off of mountains to get to the coal, poisoning the surrounding environments. It's not okay that the Navy is blasting sonar through the oceans, quote, testing, unquote, and thereby blasting the eardrums of marine mammals till they die. The Navy is waging war on whales and dolphins. The Navy is waging war on marine mammals. The rest of our military is waging war on the land, on the other land creatures, including but not limited to humans. So start to talk about the issues like that. It's not okay for us to bomb people, is it? It's not okay for us to pollute our world, is it? It's not okay for us to continue to pretend that carbon emissions can keep going up and that there's no consequence. The Ross Ice Shelf is breaking up just like the Larsen Ice Shelf already broke up. Google it if you don't know what that means. What it basically means is global warming is having a huge impact and it's coming faster than people think. Now is the time. Begin to be a change agent in the world. Right now. Don't put it off. How much time do you think you have? The guides are tapping on their watches. How much time do you think you have? Time's up. We We can do it. We can do it. But now is the time. Right now. Right now. Not now, next month. Right now. So in the past, we taught the skill of angelically guided, multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose. We taught the Lightworkers Healing Method to help people wake up, to help them be who their souls want to be, and to help others do the same, to pass on the gift, in other words, to wake people up and pass on the gift, to create a wave of change. And unfortunately, it seems to be too little, too late. And therefore, these big shifts are occurring on the world stage, and that's okay. It's okay. We as a biosphere have chosen to learn our lessons the hard way, and it's okay. But friends, for each of us, we are creating our own experience of life. So don't be frozen. Don't be paralyzed by this message. You can influence your own personal experience of life right now by turning around and helping a stranger, by volunteering, by reaching out, by removing the focus from you and looking past yourself. For example, step over your fear and talk about this scary radio show that you're listening to right now. Go tell somebody about it. Say, listen to this, and they can go to Dream Vision 7, our radio station, and listen to the recording. It's available for replay as you wish. And in addition, it's broadcast at regularly scheduled times. But listen to it. Tell other people to listen to it. Go to YouTube. Look at the Angelic Peace Initiative, daily episodes posted since the end of May. And all of those episodes are channeled messages from the guides. This is a channeled curriculum, a channeled message. This is a channeled radio show. This is all channeled to you from the higher dimensions. You can do it, friends. You can do it. You can do it. And now is the time. You can do it. Now is the time. Put solar panels on your house, but don't wait. Do it right now because the grid is going down. The electrical system is going down. Get little solar chargers for your cell phone. Get a Juice, J-O-O-S, solar charger. They can charge your phone and your iPad. You can do it. Prepare. Change is coming. It's not a bad thing. It's a troublesome thing. It's a difficult thing. Our comfortable days are coming to an end. But our joyful days can begin. Comfort and joy are not the same thing. And joy is available in every moment. In every moment, life begins again. In every moment, we're either following our soul plan or resisting it. And the moment we turn around and follow it once more, there's a flash of joy. And the more steps we take on our soul plan, the more joyful we feel. So it's actually paradoxical when we come to accept the reality and simply start living to a new paradigm. Our life becomes ever so much more joyful. It's a paradox. We're letting go of the old paradigm because it's over. We're saying goodbye to the old paradigm because it's over. And we're moving into lives of joy. And we can all do it. We can do it together. Friends, you can do it. And chances are none of your other friends are talking about this to you. Perhaps some of them are thinking about it because perhaps some of them are waking up with night terrors. Perhaps some of them are having experiences of extreme anxiety. So be the one to speak it. You can do it. You be the one. You be the one to say it first. Don't wait for someone else to bring up the conversation. You be the one to bring it up. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And now is the time. We love you. You can do it. And now is the time. Until we talk again, if we talk again, friends, I hope we do, but we may not. This may be our last show. Walk in light, live in light, and be light.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?